No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of 4 chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
It's pretty cool. The curtain is up. It's Thespian Thursday. It's Thespian Thursday.
Really?
Yeah, Thespian Thursday. Then they're focusing on Greek tragedies. Focusing on Greek tragedies at this. Steve will be directing and also performing in Oedipus Rex. And so it's a
wow, of all the different.
Yes. it's very exciting. And so
what is Oedipus Rex?
What's that? Well, it's a Greek tragedy.
It is.
And it's a classic of the Greek tragedies. Like that's kind of,
you know that?
Yes, I've heard of Oedipus. Yeah. I'm aware of Oedipus.
Socrates is the one that...
Socrates?
Socrates, I said. Is it Socrates?
There's Socrates and Socrates.
We have a problem.
Yeah, it's Socrates.
I don't think we're experts on Greek mythology.
But he's the...
Socrates?
He's the writer. It's not Socrates.
No, it's not Socrates.
Yeah, so he's the writer of it. So anyway, so Steve will be teaching and performing and directing Greek tragedy today, Oedipus Rex. And Thespian Thursday.
That is bizarre.
Yeah, that's bizarre. Yeah, well, it's not bizarre, really. It's a lot of entertainment going on up there. And it's just, and people don't know the Greek tragedies as well as you should.
No, I don't.
Yeah, so that's
why. I didn't even recognize Oedipus Rex.
Jake, did you?
I definitely have heard of Oedipus. Yes. I'm aware of Oedipus Rex.
Yes. Is that like, I don't know. Is Oedipus complex, all of that?
Yeah, that's where that would come from, would be the Oedipus
that's
Rex.
That's exactly right.
Okay, all, I can guess
and,
a little.
And have you heard of Oedipus otherwise, besides that, anywhere?
Yeah, and Shin Daddy's bringing that back to light.
Nice.
In Creighton today.
How many performances?
What's that? Two, like that, 944 and 244. So very exciting like that. They'll have two showings. And the stage is set.
And there's a curtain.
There's a curtain. Big curtain. The big heavy velvet curtain. You know, the big ones.
Yep.
They're set up. Yes. It's all in the lobby.
I would think this takes a lot of, you know, practice for this.
Actors.
Practicing.
Yeah, actors.
They've been doing this behind the scenes. I was not able to bring that up because Steve said it. The casting got very interesting.
Yeah.
Steve had to make some hard decisions on.
Where are these people coming from, the
good
actors?
Question. Good
What's
question.
That? They're all local. They're all Creighton. They're all from Creighton. Yes. 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 They're all from Creighton.
You could find enough actors in Creighton.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
You may not mean Creighton University.
No, Creighton High School. Yes.
Wow.
Durant wants to know if there's any looping at all for the two shows.
Well, that the two shows will be looping. It's
yeah. Oh, you got to bring kids
it's,
in.
It's going to be the morning show is going to be more based off of the elementary, junior high, then the senior high will come in for the afternoon show. So it'll be a big loop, yes.
Durant.
Durant.
944 and 244, right?
Bill? I'll tell you one thing. When I was down in the bottoms, I asked Grant, I go, tell me exactly where you saw Sipple. So he walked me through it. He goes, I'm right here. I look up, he said, and Sipple was right here with his window down.
Very normal.
And then he goes, what are you doing here? And then he goes, and you're like going, well, I'm going to Casey's. And like, he goes, you wasn't going to Casey's. His truck was going the other direction.
I left Casey's.
Then he also said, he goes, I got to get to practice. He goes, and he's like, well, once again, you're going the wrong direction for practice.
No, I know, but.
Yeah, so it was.
Durant is just helping us to create.
It wasn't anything, yeah. I don't know.
Someday, tell us what exactly was going on with
oh,
you.
Oh, I was telling you what was going on.
I just couldn't imagine looking up in the alley and all of a sudden, well, there's Sip.
No, it was very odd, but it wasn't odd from my standpoint. It was odd from Durant's standpoint. Durant got really wide-eyed, and I was worried, like, am I doing something wrong? And I didn't
because he saw you in the alley behind his house.
And I didn't. And I, first of all, I didn't recognize him immediately. Then I realized, okay, that's Durant. But he acted like there was something going wrong. I'm like, no, I just got a cherry pie. I got a cherry pie and something else at Casey's before practice. There was post-practice availability. And I stopped at Casey's because I was hungry. Oh, it was the storm day. And I just cleaned up Trix's yard. And I was hungry as hell. And I just needed something quick. And I thought, I'm just going to stop in at Casey's. And I used to go down that alley all the time. And I wanted to go down that alley again. I just wanted to see.
I saw another phenomenon, though.
It wasn't anything weird.
Yeah, it's
Grant
a little,
texted me it was weird that day.
He said,
I was acting strangely.
Yeah, you were acting strangely.
I was acting strangely, probably because of Durant. Because of Durant.
That's his house. It's where he lives.
I have been to Grant's house, and it would be odd to have any car to ever come through the alley.
Yes. No, that I'm alley's well-traveled.
I've never seen the alley used.
In Durant's driveway for the next, 8 months, I wouldn't see anybody I know. There's no chance somebody would say, oh, look at that.
Yeah, as Grant says, but why that alley? That alley is never used. That
Bill
specific
knows why,
one's
though,
never used.
First of all, why would you ever go down an alley?
Because here's why. Because you pull into Casey's, and I don't park in the main lot. I park on that in the alley on that side, and I point my truck that direction. And then when I leave, I just go down the alley. And I used to go down the alley because there was a lot of cats. And Durant will back that up. It is incredible how, there's a lot of feral cats. Yeah. Or somebody had cats. It could have been, I don't know what it was for sure. But I always used to be sort of mesmerized by the cats. There's so many of them. Now, he said there's... the fear in his eyes was, he said, don't go down that alley because there's so many nails.
Standard for most alleys.
No.
Yeah, they do. There's weird stuff in alleys.
Not nails, though.
That's
We have an alley. There's nobody's ever said, hey, watch that alley. There's nails.
I stand by with that. There's definitely nails in that alley over there.
Well, I know that, but not every alley has
a lot of them have them.
Okay, anyway, let's...
Thank you to Shin Daddy, Oedipus Rex.
Shin
Daddy. Thanks, Midwest Bank, for sponsoring Hour 2. 464-5685, call or text, as always. We've been going through every week. The CBS Sports updates their QBs? Quarterback rankings, which, again, Sip loves rankings more than anything. I think Bill, you like lists of rankings,
don't
you?
I don't mind that. I like preseason or off-season time rankings way more. Because you're just kind of bored. So, hey, we're going to rank the top left tackles, like that, so...
Or whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. Now, this list has moved a lot over each week. It's this is from David Cobb, CBS Sports. It's the quarterback rankings. And, for example, an extreme movement. Fernando Mendoza was last week number 30. Number 30 in the country. He's now number one per CBS Sports.
A big win.
It says in the caption, the Mendoza Heisman campaign went from 0 to 100 in week 4 as he torched Illinois for 5 touchdowns and had 2 incomplete passes in the beatdown of the Illini. The Cal transfer has 14 touchdowns and no picks with a tough road game at Iowa this week. From 30 to number 1 in the country.
Just a freak Sipple out. Think of this one.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/hailmary. That's hims.com/hailmary for your free online visit. hims.com/hailmary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
The hypothetical of the Heisman Trophy going to an Indiana quarterback and Cignetti's at the he'd be in the front row sitting
big
there.
Big smile.
Imagine him, he came from James Madison, went to Indiana, and he now has the Heisman Trophy winner.
Probably waiting that for his playoff berth, yeah, playoff game in late December.
He'd be unbearable.
If he wins the Heisman, they're going to the playoffs.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that means they've had an unbelievable year. Yes.
We got, I mean, this is a big game for Indiana.
This one will stand out. This one here.
This is a prove-it game.
At Iowa's tough.
Yeah. Let's see if you can do it.
Game is that mid-afternoon. That's incredible.
2:30 on Peacock.
Oh, that's right, son. Oh, yeah.
On Peacock.
Down that.
See, I mean, what you want to see is if they're real.
Yeah.
Like, this is a real team. You follow up that performance with another good performance. Don't have to beat them 63-10. Now, if they do, that'll really freak you out, right?
That'll freak me out.
Yeah.
Like, if they do win, if they win this game 27-24, I'm like, no, it's
that's
still,
fine.
It's fine. Yeah, there's not
100%.
Well, that's
a, no,
win
no,
in,
100%.
It's a win at Iowa. It's big. Yeah.
No, we're on the same page on that. Just any win would be good. Just follow it up. But if you lose, then it's like, okay, what are you? You know?
I agree. Hey,
I got news for you. They're not losing.
No.
I don't think they are either.
No, they're real. They're real.
Number two, Josh Hoover. We saw him against Carolina.
Who's Josh Hoover?
That's the TCU quarterback.
Oh, yeah, we did see him, and he's good.
Hoover's good. We liked him in the first game. He's going to be probably a potential first-round pick.
Good God, are you serious?
I like that one. Who else you got, Jake?
Number three, Haynes King. Not a great passer at Georgia Tech, but he's a great runner. And
he's a winner.
He's a winner.
Is Hoover really a first-round potential?
Put it out there.
There's usually about six or seven that go in the first round, so have a chance.
Haynes King at three. Marcell Reed, who this show has been up and down on at A&M, is number four in the country.
Four?
Marcell's not going to be a first-round draft pick.
No.
He's four on that list?
He's number four.
I start to question that list.
He was fourth last week, too.
Bill, I'm going to tell you something right now. Some of these CBS sports lists are very suspect.
Here's the comment.
He threw for like 50% against Notre Dame.
This is from the David Cobb. Reed is trending aggressively towards stardom as A&M begins SEC play by hosting Auburn this week. He threw a game-winning touchdown in the waning seconds at Notre Dame and has the dual-threat chops to get the Aggies into league title contention. Marcell Reed, number four quarterback in the country.
All right. I mean,
I'm just telling you, if I'm going through and I get a chance to – we're picking quarterbacks and – I'm going to be like, you have the fourth pick. That's not my pick.
No, he's not in my top 20.
Number five is a quarterback that Bill has told us about in the last week or two that went from 31st last week to fifth. Trinidad Chambliss at Ole Miss.
I love that story. He threw for 300 and rushed for 100.
He came from Ferris State, right?
So who's their starter?
Austin Simmons. They're sticking with, and no one knows the real skinny on this is if Austin Simmons is healthy enough to go. It appeared as if the word was he was good to go, and they went with with Trinidad.
Jimbo said he would go with Trinidad.
Yeah, and that is a hard one to do because Austin Simmons is good.
Yep.
He's played well.
Yep.
And so that's – but I don't know how you would go away from him. I don't know how you would not – he's a Division II transfer. I
wish you could have heard the conversation with Jimbo. He's a the comment was, I don't know what you do at Ole Miss. And Jimbo goes, I know what you do. You start shambles. I'm like, okay. You're not around the complex at all. You're just going with it. Okay, go ahead.
Number
Jake.
Six is Sip's absolute favorite player in all of college football. Diego Pavi at Vanderbilt. You love him so much.
Your list is really
sus. Climbing the bandwagon for
they
Diego
got Reed
Pavia.
4 and Pavia 6.
Well, Vanderbilt is going to be 5-0 after they beat Utah State like
Hold
this
it.
Week.
Like, and nowhere in here is Mateer.
Well, not yet.
Because he's hurt.
He got hurt. I think the injury took him down the list. Yeah, I don't see him on
here. Or off the list.
I don't even see him on here at all.
Well, it would take him off.
I think it took him off the list. Okay. Yeah, because it's a weekly thing. 7, Jade Maeva, USC.
Okay. I like that.
8, Taylen Green at Arkansas. Rough loss to Memphis.
I love Taylen Green.
Okay. 9, Thomas Castellanos, Florida State.
Yeah, seems like he should be higher.
And number 10 is the USF South Florida quarterback, Byrum Brown, yep. Number 10.
He's good.
If you're curious where Dylan's at, he's number 18 on the list. 18, right behind Carson Beck, who's number 17 at Miami.
Hmm. So who would you take, Carson Beck or Marcel Reed right now?
To win a college football game, probably Marcel Reed.
Oh, God, I would probably take Carson.
I'd probably take more. Because I think you can do more with him. There's more in the run, different things, and his escapability, different things that he can do.
He's little.
Yeah, but I still think he's your best chance if you had to try to put together a game plan to beat someone when you have the legs.
Like the now, escapability.
Do I think that NFL drafting? No, I'd take Beck. I would. I'd take Marcel to win one game.
I'd take Beck. I like Reed in a way. I mean, he's interesting, but he's
what did he throw for
so
Notre Dame?
Little.
Close to 400.
Yeah, against Notre Dame.
I think he put like 22 yards per completion or something. Yeah, it was insane.
Big chunk plays, yeah. Bill. A lot of chunk plays there.
And now he missed some wide opens too. I mean, one would have been like an 80-yard touchdown. He missed the dude.
Hey, he's good. Don't get me wrong, but.
Here was the comment, by the way, number 18, Dylan Raiola, who was 27th last week, says, Raiola spent much of a 30-27 loss to Michigan running for his life against a relentless Wolverines defense. Given those circumstances, his 308-yard, 3-touchdown showing had to be interpreted as more evidence of sophomore year progression for the former 5-star prospect.
They nailed that.
Got that right.
They nailed that.
Aiden Childs, number 19, right behind him, Michigan State.
I really like Childs. I really like him.
You like him better than Underwood.
If I had to take it right now? Yeah, same thing. It's like, okay, he's not a true freshman, but if he had win one game, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
If Charles,
I've seen enough of Charles.
If Charles would have came in here with that Michigan team and that defense and those running backs and that O line, yeah, it would have been tough.
Hey, I want to be clear on something. I don't dislike Marcel Reed in any way. I just don't think he's the number 4 quarterback in the country. I don't see it.
Especially when you see names like this. Again, this is the weekly update on this.
Where's Nussmeier on that? He's having a bad year.
He's not
horrible.
Where's Klubnik? Where's Nussmeier?
Nussmeier's not in the top 20.
Klubnik's not having a good year.
This is suspect. They're trying to get some clickbait here, I think, with this article.
So they're off of Nussmeier.
Clickbait.
Well, Bryce Underwood is at 32 for Michigan.
Suspect list.
Julian Sain, 28, Ohio State. Rocco Beck has been good this year, 26th at Iowa State. Nussmeier, where's Nussmeier?
Where the hell is Nussmeier?
He's number 47. I mean.
Not the 40. You think he'd be the 47th
quarterback
taker in the draft?
Drew Aller is 50. Yeah. Aller's at 50 on this list at Penn State.
Come on.
This list.
You taking Marcel Reed over Nussmeier?
Sorsby's at 48, Cincinnati, number 48.
This is just a must. Is it like a real-time?
I'm going to describe it.
Yeah, that's what it must be. Like
What
real-time ranking, like based on what they did last week, probably.
These rankings are not a Heisman forecast, draft projection, or season-long outlook. They're a real-time reaction to performance, weighing competition, game pressure, and production. With that, this is the week's power rankings of quarterbacks.
It's a weird ranking, then.
Yeah,
Nussmeier 47.
There's a good chance, I'll never look at that again. I don't think I'll look at that rating again. Hey, Jake, pull that up. But, matter of fact, though, we have to now.
Now we have
to. We have to see where
it's. Mars 47.
And guys are going from 30th to 1. They went from 30th to number 1.
Yeah, I mean, Drew Aller's not great, but he's not the 50th best quarterback in the country either.
No, and that's, to be fair to them, that's not what we're saying.
Where's Prabula at?
He was somewhat high here. Prabula, Bo Prabula was 15th at Missouri.
Okay.
There's a lot of talk out there. Scuttlebutt is Prabula. Should he have been the one leading Penn State right now?
I've heard it too.
Should be at Missouri.
Hey. Yeah. I mean, I've never been big on Aller, so I don't want to go full.
I'm not either.
Never have.
But at 50, though?
Well, like I said, those ratings are
almost still. Yeah, we'll see how the rest of the season goes for Missouri. But
whiteout.
Huge game. That game against Oregon will tell you a ton about a lot of different things.
Suspect power rankings from CBS Sports and Quarters. When we come back, it's time for a cool parenting tips Thursday on Bill's Thrills. Next, an early break in the ticket.